The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
I told you this under Obamacare. Eventually, somebody is going to say, we've just got to have a single-payer system.
Probably. That's where they're
going. It will be more and more. Government programs don't go away. It doesn't. It just becomes, well, we didn't throw enough money at the solution. There wasn't enough control.
Let's add more regulation and money.
That's it. That's what's going to happen.
It's really depressing.
And that will, mark my words, that'll be the argument probably 4 years from now, definitely 8 years from now, when we have a greater track record of failures with whatever this new piece of crap is, and people are like, well, we've got to do something, and Democrats will be screaming for single payer.
Right. And I'm thoroughly, thoroughly disappointed in the Republican Party. I mean, you had all this time, and now you have control of all three branches, and still you fail. Why? What?
I really think it comes down to there's only a handful of people like Freedom Caucus members that really support the ideas on the platform of the Republican Party, and the rest are just saying, what's K Street have to say about this?
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, how much money are they going to give me?
Exactly.
That's really what it comes down to. I don't know why you're too upset, though. The Republicans did one thing with this health care bill that they are likely to vote on today and likely pass.
Oh, okay. Something good?
They exempted themselves and their staffers.
Huh. That sounds familiar. That happened last time with Obamacare.
Yeah, so
Congress was exempt.
Right. Initially, they were not exempt under Obamacare.
I thought they were, weren't they?
Initially.
Uh-huh.
And then people are like, whoa, this looks really bad. You can't exempt yourself. And they got rid of that piece.
Oh.
So members of Congress were subjected to the same rules and regulations. That was a big push. So for the last whatever years that this has been in place, because remember, it was rolled out piece by piece, mm-hmm. Congress and their staffers had to get their insurance through the exchanges as well. That had to be a part of it. Under this new bill, one of the failures is states will be allowed to opt out of the pre-existing condition part if they meet the requirements of the federal government, which they will never be able to reach.
Right.
Because it's, well, we've got to make sure that you have enough insured people and they're getting coverage and all of this. If that was the case under Obamacare, we wouldn't need to repeal it, the case prior to.
Right.
I mean, you are going to have failures under the free market system. Some people are not going to have insurance. Some people will choose not to, and some people will not get coverage. Or some people, it'll be too expensive.
Right.
That's just how it is. So they will not be able to reach the standard. So it's a failure that they're still talking about the pre-existing condition and government mandating one way or another if you can or can't or must not insure people with pre-existing conditions. But under that, where they said, your state can opt out of it. If you live in a state that has opted out of it, if you are a staffer or a congressman that has that provision in your state, and they opt out, that opts you out as well. It's not just the pre-existing conditions.
So
they would opt out of a bigger chunk of it.
So this the residents go the same way as the...
Right, exactly. So there's going to be a whole lot of them then that are not going to be subjected to the same horrible parts of the exchanges as well.
That's nice.
But the good news is...
There's good news.
There
okay.
is a good
news. I was waiting for this.
Yeah, yeah. So the Republicans have said, okay, we know this is a problem, but just vote for this bill today, and then we'll deal with that exemption part separately.
They're kicking the can down the road.
No, Cal, you can trust them. I'm sure as soon as they pass this and get the votes, they'll say, okay, now, show of hands... Who wants the exemption to go away? And they'll all do it, and then that goes away.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, too wait a minute. Today's confident. Thursday. They usually travel late Thursday and Friday back to their districts or states. So it'll be Monday. Wait a minute. They travel back to D.C. on Monday, Tuesday. It'll be first thing Tuesday morning.
First thing Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it'll be like get
I'm
the
having
cup of
a hard
coffee,
time believing.
Go in there, that, and they're going to go ahead and do that. They're going to go ahead
be
and
on
say,
the agenda.
"Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're in this with you. We're men and women of the people. We're riding with you on this thing." Riding dirty with you on this thing is really what it
way. Yeah, completely.
Why wouldn't you just go ahead and put this thing in there?
Because they know
because they're not going to
do it. Exactly.
Exactly. This is the Stock Act all over again, where members of Congress were allowed to trade.
Insider trading, basically.
Insider trading on knowledge that they have that was unique to their office and situation that nobody else had. And they were allowed to benefit, and many, many have. Millions and millions of dollars by investing in things, knowledge they have about government contracts and other things, rules and regulations that are coming. Got to sell that stock because they're going to crack down. Or buy that stock because it's going to go up. The very same things that Martha Stewart went to prison for
yeah.
They're illegally allowed to do. So the Stock Act passes that bans them from doing this because Americans were ticked.
Right, of course, with due right.
And then as they all leave town on a Friday afternoon, technically, the House is still in session. They hadn't gaveled it out, but they're all on the road. Eric Cantor, then minority leader, goes to the floor of the House and quickly and quietly asks for a voice vote to repeal part of the Stock Act, allowing, I think it's their family members and
them
staffers.
Them and their family members and staffers.
I think the congressmen, if I remember right, were still exempt. But their family members, like their wives and husbands.
Oh, okay. Cousins.
Right.
Uncle Bob, you know, Nisa
right.
Yoda.
That's like, for example, God forbid something happens where I am ever prohibited from owning a firearm.
Okay.
I'm convicted, of course, wrongly of something that would prohibit me from owning a firearm. I would abide by that rule, and I would never own a firearm again. My wife would own a boatload of. I mean, she would have a like
your
a
wife, your son, your mother-in-law.
Right, right. She would have a cache of weapons in the house. I would not have any of them, mind you. It's kind of like that.
Something sounds a little.
They're not trading on the insider information, but their spouses are. It's kind of like that. So that's what's going on here, all over again. They are going to.
They get their own health care.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, and for years they had it. It was better than. Whatever.
Better than what we had to do with.
And now let's add one other little piece of the puzzle. The veterans. What kind of care do they get?
That's probably not even mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Although the veterans today are like, what the hell are you bitching about, Doc? You still don't have VA coverage.
Well, we just talked to a veteran, right? An Army veteran, and he was talking about how, you know, they're trying to fight to have a veteran
hospital here.
Oh, yeah. Did he want to... Was it in Louisville they were looking, or right here?
Right here.
Okay.
And they can't get that. So you tell me, you can't build
a freaking hospital.
And somebody
donated, was donating the land.
They gave them
exactly.
the land.
He said, yeah, somebody's donating the land.
So it's not like, hey, here's, you know, give me $1 billion for this land. He's like, we actually, a good Samaritan is going out of his or her way, giving the land to the government.
And they can't get it done.
Come on.
So, I'm like, the veterans are like, wow, Doc, that Obamacare sounds pretty good. I don't know. Is Obamacare, they put you on a long wait list and then kill you?
Yeah. No. Well, that sounds better than what I got.
Sounds great. Sign me up.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.